With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Western Montana's had some lousy air quality recently, but as Edward O'Brien reports, all that's about to change.
Missoula City County air quality specialist Ben Schmidt says the Missoula Valley's air quality started to degrade late last week.
Somewhat appropriately, it all started on Friday the 13th. In the morning that day, we did call a stage one air alert.
An inversion was trapping stagnant, dirty air in the valley, and conditions worsened over the next 5 days, presenting potential health risks for the elderly, very young, or people with heart and lung diseases. Missoula's wintertime air can get notoriously grungy, but Schmidt says this time the problem was more widespread than just the Garden City. That's because for the past week, a high-pressure system parked itself over the entire region.
Helena here, Kalispell, it was all over western Montana, this high-pressure system. And what happens under those situations is that you get these pools of really cold, denser air forming in the valley floors, and everything that we generate down in those little pockets of cold air just doesn't leave. That's why the air pollution slowly builds up.
Wood stove and vehicle emissions are the main culprits. It takes a lot of energy to scour that stuff out. Experts say that's finally now starting to happen. That stubborn high pressure system is breaking down, temperatures are rising, and more unstable weather is finally pushing into Montana. There's a trade-off, though. We gain cleaner air, but also stand a good chance of getting some widespread sleet and freezing rain. That could make for dicey driving conditions during Thursday morning's commute. It seems the winter of 2017 just isn't willing to give us a break. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.